This week on We Hate Movies, you just may hear four grown men die of brain damage on the air. It's the Cat in the Hat. I'm Andrew Jupin.
I'm Steven Sadak.
Chris Funderflug.
Eric Thingtuska.
Yikes, and we hate movies. Hello, everyone. Welcome to We Hate Movies. Thank you for tuning in, as always. Like I said up top, this is The Cat in the Hat from 2003, directed by Beau Welch, famed set designer.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's the only thing I remember about this fucking thing. The set design. It's like sub-Burton.
He did a lot of Burton.
Yes.
Batman Forever, Batman Returns, rather, was him.
Now, what is Dom Burton? So we got the sub, like the dominant Burton.
It would have to David Cronenberg?
I guess so. It would have to be more Burton than Burton.
Yeah. More Burton than Burton.
Maybe Tobe Hooper.
I just cannot imagine Tim Burton being a Dom, though. Dude's a sub. Dude's a total sub.
Not on Halloween. This feels like Halloween, by the way. Like I said, someone said last week, like, the spooktacular is continuing.
It is.
It certainly feels like it. I was fucking horrified during this movie.
Speaking of speaking of fucking horrified, being horrified, I just want to quickly tell our listeners that this month's Patreon episode on patreon.com/wehatemovies will be Dr. Seuss's The Grinch That Stole Christmas.
How the Grinch Stole Christmas? You you barbarian.
Well, okay.
Oh, that must have been fucking some people up at the Blockbuster there when that movie came out. You want to put it under G, and your manager's like, Terry, the fuck is wrong with you?
It's an
H movie.
Were they real sticklers for that at your Blockbuster? Mine was a Wild West, dude.
Will you be serious? This thing had its own display. People were sent to this movie.
It was the wall. Yeah, it was the total wall.
But these movies are a piece, and we're doing both of them this month. One on the main feed and one on the Patreon feed.
That's right.
It's exciting.
Now, it was funny because when we were talking about The Grinch, which we recorded before this.
Yes.
So this is the tenses here may be a little out of order.
Mm.
So bear with us. But on The Grinch episode, I talk about how I was just like an usher at the multiplex when Grinch came out.
Sure.
When this came out, I was a projectionist at this point. Ooh, so I had actually seen more of this movie. Yeah, thank God, dude. Get away from those fucking disgusting customers on the floor.
The cold isolation.
Keep me away from the plebes. When this came out, I was a projectionist. I saw a lot more of it, but like seeing it in bits and pieces, I could, and mostly like the end credits in the beginning, like a few minutes or so, you can't even put together like what this, I had no idea what I was in for.
Because it's not a movie. The story itself is not a movie. It's a book that helps kids learn how to read. A Cat in a Hat. I get it. That's cute. Mm-hmm. Oh, he's a silly little cat in a hat.
Are you
and
talking
the book
about?
Is over.
Well, wait a second though. In that book, there's no fucking lurid child abuse.
No lurid child abuse. There's no mom getting fucked on the side by Alec Baldwin.
No cat wanting to fuck the mother.
Does that actually happen though? Does Alec Baldwin succeed in that mission?
Oh, in this
the movie, says no.
Oh,
but like, I guess the subcontext, like the scene between scenes, maybe there's some. Fucking...
Wait a second. We're to believe that Kelly Preston's a virgin in this movie? She's got two children.
Oh, the virgin
they were
mother.
Immaculate conception.
Oh, but you're saying though just Alec Baldwin
with
as the
Baldwin.
Boyfriend.
Oh,
she
I
was
he's
visited
not the dad.
By a cat in a hat, came down from heaven, and then
look, you get fucking you're pregnant with God's child.
Exactly.
Which
the Holy Ghost was this cool swinger from outer space who put the baby in her through sexual means.
Yeah.
That makes sense. That one makes sense.
I think you want to add non-sexual means.
Well, that's what they tell you. But like, right? It's the Holy Trinity. You got dad. You got the son, and then you got dad's cock, which is the Holy Ghost.
I'm not sure if it's going to be sexual on Kelly Preston's side, on the alien side.
Oh,
clearly,
yeah,
it's very
sure.
sexual.
Sex alien sent from God.
So right away from
is that
like
Scientology,
it might be. I haven't read their literature,
dude. I think it, like an illustration of Xenu is actually just the Cat in a Hat.
I'm the final level. Can you believe it? You spent $70,000. It's a cat in the hat.
So Surprise, you broke.
It's Tom Cruise. Oh, yeah.
All right, let's fuck what I was going to say before. Let's just get into it. This performance is deplorable. And, dude, take a shot every time he just goes, oh, yeah. I wanted to jump out a window.
This is, I think you said it via text, Andrew, it's a debasing performance. It's very much the equivalent of, like, somebody that, like, did a real Broadway play, like, really made it.
Was in Seussical, for Christ's sake.
But failed what? And had to go back to his town. And then has to go do like kids' birthday parties. Remember the Raj.
Ghostbusters
hey,
2, right?
Exactly. It's very Ghostbusters.
Oh my God.
It's humiliating.
But that's exactly right though, dude. This performance, even though it's in a multi-million-dollar movie,
and of course, yeah.
I'm sure he made oodles for it. He just looks, sounds, and feels like a children's birthday party performer.
Oh, yes, exactly.
That's exactly what it is.
It's like I heard it's somebody's birthday here today.
Ooga.
Like I don't think he had a drug problem.
Oh, yeah!
But a drug problem's the only thing that would at least make sense.
Dude, here. Listen,
a cat needs snow! A cat needs snow!
I tried, dude. Hard as I might, Andrew couldn't fight the fact that there was not enough weed in the house to make him fucking pay attention to this movie. Just like, I felt my brain dissolving inside my skull.
Because again, I mean, like, the Grinch, at the very least, it's got a story structure. It's got,
at the very least.
It's set around, I mean, and I'm talking about the book that you could turn into a possible movie.
Sure.
Okay, there's like a thing, you know, the Grinch wants something, he tries to do it, and then he learns something, and then he doesn't do it. This is literally two kids sitting around a house on a rainy day, and then, like, the cat comes around, fucks around for 12 pages.
Now, does he fuck it up? Does he, like, destroy the house?
Yeah, he messes it up, and they're like, oh, no, cat, you piece of shit. And he's like, well, here you go. Let me fix the house. And nothing, and no one's ever the wiser. End of book. Didn't you learn how to read or not? That's it.
So there's no, like, them learning lessons about, like, how to be good siblings to each other, any of the things that they learn?
Just listen to fucking mom, okay? That's literally the whole thing.
Yeah, you kids better straighten up. Quit horsing around. I'm Dr. Seuss, goddammit.
I need a pound of catnip. Oh, yeah.
Dude, the oh, yes. I just can't. It's like someone's fucking goosing his ass every time he says it. Oh, yeah. Oh, and ooh. Oh, goosed again. Oh, yeah.
Jesus. So there was a cooling system in the cat suit, as I read
oh, yes.
It. Was there a goosing system as well?
Yeah, dude, there's a little... It's actually like a Seussified little glove. It looks like the hamburger helper guy, and it just goes honk, honk.
And according to this, the IMDb Tribune trivia...
Oh, shit.
Suit,
America's greatest source for entertainment news and tidbits.
That's right. New listeners might not know we call the IMDb the IMDb Tribune, or they're just the Tribune. The I feel like people are getting... I think people are getting really lost in this podcast.
I've just called it the news for
yes,
the longest
so I was
time.
I was reading the news earlier today, Chris, and I saw that his Cat in the Hat suit consisted of human hair.
Fuck you.
Manson's shit, man. There's like fucking Manson's shit.
From
Manson's
all my suit. Victims.
Okay, here's our...
Oh, yeah. They suffered.
Here's our wardrobe designer, Ed Gein. hey, he's going to get really creative with
I think
it
was a combo.
Put real teeth in that cat or what?
I think it was a combo of human hair and something else.
Yes.
But the human hair stood out to
and
me.
Baby
when
hair.
I read that, yes, and baby
I
hair.
Mean, the shoot is all going to be college girl tan and leather. You know that. That's Gain.
It
That's
was
Gain
actually,
and you know him.
They just were shaving live dogs and putting the hair on this suit.
Oh, man, Ed Gein wins an Academy Award for the Cat in the Hat.
That'd be amazing.
Hey, fuck my mother. Fuck my father. Hate both of them.
Oh, thank you for the Academy, though. Yeah,
and yeah. You know what?
They've been great to me.
Hey, by the way, Colleen Atwood, you could shuck my dick because I won an Academy Award. That's right. It's me, Ed Gein. Dude, speaking of which, though, speaking of the crew of this movie and winning Academy Awards, did you see who shot this thing?
Who?
Oh, yes.
Emmanuel Lubezki. Gravity, Revenant, Birdman, Children
wow,
of Men, and
insane.
All of Malick's shit.
Like, what the flying fuck?
Well, this movie prepared him for Gravity because that movie's all computers, right? Yes. It's all just cartoons.
That
oh
is
my
true,
God,
actually.
That's great. It's Sandra Bullock and the fucking thing. And, you know, she finally gets the Soviet station or whatever, or the Russian station. It's like, I don't know how I'm going to get home. And the Cat in the Hat's outside. Oh, yeah!
Let me in. I'm suffocating.
No, you can't.
You want to have some fun tonight?
You can't do that to her. That's like Pontypool. She'll go crazy.
Oh, yeah. Oh, great movie, dude. Pontypool.
Let's get this party started.
Well, I'll get you home with an earthomographic thingamajigger. And by that, I mean open up the gate.
He, by the way, we should mention, we're kind of doing a little tone down.
Snagglepussy.
We're doing Snagglepuss. He is doing Linda Richman from Coffee Talk.
Yeah.
Like, hardcore. Ugh. Like, I think fucking Lorne Michaels has a suit here.
It is so bad. Like, from the beginning. And, like, the worst... Ooh, the other thing it does is it's constantly excusing its own jokes.
Yes.
That's, like, half of the fucking jokes in this
Wait,
movie.
That's, explain, like, Family Guy-esque kind of... Oh, I'm sorry.
Like, saying, like... Like, the perfect example is when he's under the bed with them.
Okay.
And he's just like, you're supposed to run now.
Yeah.
Oh, like, because he says something stupid and they just sit there, dull face.
Or, like, he'll say something stupid and then be like, what, no, nothing, folks? Really, dude, nothing, folks?
The talking to the camera in this movie is outrageous. I don't even, like, maybe the Grinch does it a couple times.
Yeah.
He is having, like, full-on dialogue with the audience.
Because there's nothing here. There's no story. The children are just bored. That's it.
Well, I guess so.
They do add some high stakes that mom's fucking job is on the line by Sean fucking Hayes.
Right, so let's cover that part. So the mom is Kelly Preston. She works at, it's a real estate office.
Yeah. Blunderflug.
Yeah.
Real estate.
Oh, that's your name.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
No, that's you.
Who am I going to give Chris Blunderflug $1 million check? That guy deserves it.
The boss is Sean Hayes, who's like this germaphobe. Maniacal.
It's like Howie Mandel Inc.
Oh man, that'd be a terrible
place
to
work. This whole movie is like some type of Howie Mandel horror.
I think Sean Hayes is the only one that has it right though, dude, because I needed fucking hand sanitizer all throughout this movie. I wanted to be drinking it. Putting it in my eyes.
One of those movies where I was like pausing it every like 7 minutes just to take a breather. Because it builds up on you real quick.
Oh no, I stopped. I was like, no, dude, I had that moment where you're like, let me just pause to see how much. I was like, no. Just it'll go by faster if you don't know.
Because you'll be heartbroken. You'll be heartbroken with the information that
comes
back to
you. No matter what the number is, even if it's 5 fucking minutes, it's a cool issue.
I'm sorry. I have to know. I'm a man of impulses. I fucking gotta know.
So also, they live in the town of Anvil.
Yeah, we start with like a fake Dr. Seuss narration by just nobody.
Just some dude. I was totally misremembering this movie, by the way. I thought, and my wife pointed out, I was... conflating it with Royal Tenenbaums. I thought Alec Baldwin also narrated this movie. I had no like understanding that he was in it.
The Vunderflubes lived on Archer Avenue.
Actually, that's a great point because Wes Anderson is kind of like the modern Dr. Seuss.
That's right. He dresses exactly like
exactly. Him. All of his stories are fantastical at all. Like it's surreal. There's no way that he would have that jacket and that it would have. That paint color on the wall and
the
whatnot.
The densest tweed. Several layers of tweed.
Corduroy in places you didn't know you could stick corduroy.
I'm the Cat in the Hat. What am I going to do with this master's degree? I'm overeducated and underpaid.
Oh boy, do I love Paul Simon.
Cat, I'm dying.
The fuck you care?
I was kicked out of academia. You know why.
Oh, no, that's dog's blood.
But yeah, so we have this like fake, like, we're going to know what the town of Anvil is like.
Like, who gives a flying fuck? Why do I need a town?
Yes.
Just post up the one. I don't know. I don't need to know where they live. I don't need to know, by the way, a fucking detail that Dakota Fanning drops later in the movie, and it's supposed to be a joke, is that the town of Anvil, specifically, I guess.
Yeah.
Is a constitutional monarchy? Okay.
A lot of weird politics jokes in this movie, I gotta tell you.
Because this is a grab bag of who is it for? The answer is fucking nobody, and you just stuff in whatever you can, wherever you can stuff it.
Devil's advocate here. They're painting a picture. They're showing you the town.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Would you prefer it in like a darkened void?
I felt like I was in a darkened void while watching it.
No, Eric, this guy, I would not watch it in a darkened void. I wouldn't watch it with the Noid. I wouldn't watch it.
Well, he ruins pizza. You can't watch it.
Yeah, yeah.
But like, let's say it was like Under the Skin, and instead of Scarlett Johansson, the Cat in the Hat leads you down into this darkened cellar.
That I would watch. Yeah, yeah, I would.
And
I
then
would
he
watch...
makes you take your clothes off.
Yes, dude. You watch somebody like some fat dude just like tumble into the blackness.
Yeah,
and it's just the Cat in the Hat like got you again.
He's just getting collecting fat dudes.
Let's fuck.
I'm killing all these fat Scottish guys.
Oh, I'm on fire.
Yeah, better movie by far. Under the Skin,
you know, you're
Under
right.
the Cat Skin.
You're right. I thought it wouldn't be, but it really is.
But yeah, I'll tell you one thing that's not in this town: black people. There's
no, not at all.
Not even a hair of one.
One mover.
Oh, congratulations.
Oh, so a character doing manual
yeah,
labor.
Exactly.
Got it.
Oh, thank you for this NAACP award.
Well, you know, to play devil's advocate a little bit, the cat is black and white.
Yeah.
So there is that. Uh-huh. He is.
I know.
Clearly.
So the mom is, I guess, in charge of hosting like this month's office get together.
Yep.
I don't know what this is, because it appears as if Sean Hayes is forcing the employees to hold his work parties at their homes.
I guess it's like an open house because it's real estate, but it doesn't make any sense. It's
but she's not selling her house.
No, that's a really good point.
I don't get it.
But then the other thing is, he's a neat freak, as we kind of said, but he like just fires somebody immediately that tries to shake his hand.
Yeah.
So you know the stakes are very high here.
They're so high.
And yeah. Sean Hayes has taken this performance for a walk, isn't he?
Well, he's got two performances in this movie, dude, so he's like got to see like which one can out-act the other one, because it's this and then it's voicing a goldfish.
I think on The Grinch I said I hadn't seen this and I'd never tried to see this. Yeah. I was lying. In fact, I had tried to, and I got as far as hearing him say, feed.
Yeah, he's like, you're fired.
You're fired.
Oh, yeah.
And I immediately turned it off.
Dude, it's like he's doing an earnest impression.
Could not get past it.
Hey, Vern, you're fired. Dude.
He would never fire Vern.
So, yes, Alec Baldwin is Kelly Preston's boyfriend who lives next door.
Yeah.
Well, they're not really boyfriend and girlfriend yet. It's like the game had just begun, right?
Oh,
they're
all
like
right.
Well, then how is the game just begun, but he's also like, listen, stupid, your fat son should go to military academy.
Yeah, they've definitely been together for a while.
Do you think so?
They have to have been with this kind of discussion.
I don't know.
There's at least been a hangy. I won't hear otherwise.
Good God.
I won't listen to it. Don't try to fucking convince me.
I will not jerk your dick in here. I will not jerk your dick in there. I will not jerk your dick anywhere, Alec Baldwin. Now get out of my Seuss house.
I thought it was all this con because, like, he's got, like, dentures and, like, this big belly that,
dude,
like, is a secret.
Oh,
I thought, like, he was
point.
Waiting to, like, really sink his teeth into this family in order to let it all out.
You can have sex with a shirt on.
Yeah,
is
that's
that
true.
Sex
can.
Is that scientists?
It's a choice.
Dude, you can leave your shirt on at the water park and you can leave your shirt on while fucking.
Yeah.
That's my favorite Dr. Seuss.
By the way, I think this is one of the greatest acting transformations of all time, because there's a scene where Alec Baldwin is revealed to be like not who he says he is, and like Eric said, he takes out dentures and takes off this girdle and whatnot. You see Alec Baldwin before your very eyes transform right into Daniel Baldwin. Well, it's fucking, because they give him this like prosthetic gut and he's like sticking his finger in the belly button.
Yeah, it's very disgusting.
And his TV gets repossessed, much like Daniel Baldwin's TV is repossessed.
Well, here's the thing. Where does Alec Baldwin become thick? Because
it's around the cooler. It's here. It's happening.
It's starting to happen. Which
it's
is
happening!
This is one of my favorite.
He's still got thin face, though.
Yeah, it's thin. It's thickening, though. Dude.
Yes, it's coming. It's
a little
coming
bit.
Soon.
Like, you compare this to something like Beetlejuice, it's night and day.
Well, yeah.
Or even when he was
Hunt for Red October.
Exactly,
Working Girl.
That's what I was going to say. But
Malice.
I like this. What was that?
Malice, the film Malice.
Oh, I thought you said he played a
which
mouse.
Which is ridiculous.
I'm a fucking mouse. Yeah, I voiced a fucking cartoon mouse.
I like this era because it's like the decay of handsome. Like it is like you're on the edge of a cliff. two wheels of that car are off, and it is just about to go. And I love looking at it.
Sounds, much like Beetlejuice, by the way. Is death of Beetlejuice.
It sounds like a joke, but it does seem like his skull has actually thickened.
Yeah.
It does. It looks like his head is bigger. Yeah, something happened.
That happens to a lot of men as they get older.
My head can't get any bigger, man. We're going to need something.
Just wait, dude.
I'm going to have to install a system to be able to walk around the street.
We'll get you a wheelbarrow.
My name is Andrew Jupin. I'm Pumpkinhead.
Chris Cabin.
Eric Siska. But what's weird, though, is like then he married that woman, and like she's really into health and yoga and stuff, and he became like a vegetarian, and he's like, he's slimmed down again, but the head, it's like, it's still only big. As far as it'll go. I don't understand
it's like
it.
When you get older, like, the earth spins and gravity just pulls your face and your skull.
Does his head get stuck in a vise?
That's what happens to everyone. Like, you just, like, it gets thick and it becomes like cartilage. Like, all your flesh turns to cartilage.
I think his hair just hides one of those, like, on a beach ball, those things, and his wife has to blow it up in the back. And then it gets inflated.
He's getting
a bit.
Blown every day?
Yeah, every day, man. Every which way.
So, we meet the kids. One is Spencer Breslin, and the other one is Dakota Fanning.
My note for Spencer Breslin was disgusting shit boy.
Oh, come on.
Because his face gets covered in some type of
purple goo and
it's
dirt.
It's disturbing, whatever it was. When I looked at him, I wrote that down. But then it took me a minute to realize what I written down because I thought I called him a disgusting shit bag. I was like, that's not right. I wouldn't be that mean.
Oh, do you have the hand now? Michael Caine's the hand?
I do.
Just a shit monster.
But Spencer Breslin's like the bad kid. He's very rowdy and bad. And then Dakota Fanning is the buttoned up one.
Right, because Spencer Breslin, I should mention, very messy at the start of this film. He's a dirty boy.
He's like wiping his ass with his hand. I couldn't even believe it.
One might call him a disgusting shit boy.
He's duct taping like junk food to himself and throwing himself down the stairs.
He uses his mother's dry cleaning.
Yeah.
Wow.
As like a sled. It's fucked up. He's like Dennis the Menace.
Somebody want to get this kid a fucking Xbox or what, dude? Like, you know what?
Yeah.
Enough.
Yeah, like she's got a little. What is this device? Is it a Palm Pilot?
It's a
actually,
Palm Pilot. Yeah.
What is with the fucking Palm Pilot movies we've been talking about?
We've
lately?
Been trying to get. We were trying to make that happen. Make
we're
it a thing.
We're around the aughts. It's still around. The ghost still haunts us.
But at least she's got like a little device to entertain her or something. Like she's not making her mother's dry cleaning a toy. Why is it like she has a high tech device and he lives in the fucking Dust Bowl?
All her groceries. She has to go to the fucking grocery store every day.
He's got
shit.
A fucking like plastic ring that he's kicking down the street with a stick.
Yo, maybe because he fucks everything up. This kid's dirty. Disgusting shit
bird.
Boy. So it's like he's just ruining everything. He might have had a GameCube.
Perfect time frame for a GameCube, actually.
And it just got destroyed from his disgusting shit behavior.
Well, that's what maybe she's like, I'm done wasting money on
exactly.
you. You can just play with dry cleaning bags.
You get peanut butter on one more fucking controller, kid. I ain't paying for it.
Because those controllers ain't cheap for some reason.
Just wedged in there. Like it gets into the electronics and it's like just peanut butter in there. Come on, kid.
So Kelly, you know what?
There
was a disgusting shit boy that actually buried my Duck Hunt gun in the backyard.
Are you fucking kidding me?
What? This dirty fucking kid came to my house and buried my Duck Hunt gun in the backyard.
Was he was dirty like Pigpen?
Kind of, sort of, man.
Did he guard it?
Wait, did you know this person or like a wildling came into your home?
the Jersey Devil.
He's going after the Duck Hunt gun. Give it back.
Well, I said his name three times, and he arrived.
Oh, that'll do it.
Was he like just a friend that came over?
Yeah, and he was like trying to be funny or something. It was like, and then it just didn't work because he fucking put dirt in the goddamn holes. I mean, like, dude, that shit don't work no more.
You can't put dirt in Steve's holes and expect him to work.
You know what you should have done, dude? You should have told on him.
I ain't no rat. I've never been a rat.
Oh, right. Did you make him pay up, though? You should have made him pay.
You should have hosed him down at least. If he's this dirty, filthy little mongrel, you have to fucking hose him down
honestly,
at least.
Do you remember who he is? We should visit him. No, seriously. Yeah. We should fucking, with interest, get that fucking gun
back. I'll look at what the price was, then figure out what the inflation would be. Then put the
interest. You can at least terrorize his mother. Like, hey, your son. Hey, you look at me, stupid. Your son buried my gun
20 years ago.
Now, yeah.
Special one. It was orange.
You stole my Duck Hunt gun. But Dakota Fanning, I think she was a good kid actress, actually. She's good in this. I think she's great in Man on Fire. Man on Fire is a tremendously entertaining film.
Is that the one with time travel?
It's basically... She's
the daughter of a rich person. Yes. And Denzel's the bodyguard.
Yes. Remake of a Scott Glenn movie.
Yes. It's basically... The Professional, but there's no sexual tension between the child and the adult.
Well, I'm out. I'll stick
a lot of Bjork,
I will stick with The Professional, thank you.
What is the Tony Scott movie I'm thinking of, though, where he's kind of winding back time?
Deja vu.
I was going to say there's an exploding boat for some reason in that movie.
Jim Caviezel does it.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
he's the Lord.
He's a terrorist.
Praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, man.
I've not watched any of her new stuff. I never saw that Neon Demon.
That's not her. That's Elle Fanning.
Oh, gotcha.
Dakota Fanning was...
Oh, I forgot. Dakota Fanning's an old hag these days. She can't find...
Elle Fanning just makes more interesting movies. Yeah. Like, Dakota Fanning was in the Ewan McGregor,
American
Philip
Pastoral.
Roth movie, and it was clearly like a, oh, fuck, my little sister's doing cool things. I gotta try to do a cool thing.
Gotcha.
And she's just, playing this, drug-addled homeless girl.
Telling you, Dakota Fanning is about a year and a half away from playing Kevin James' harangued wife in something.
That will That'll certainly be canceled in a few. What was the thing? Did you see that thing with that Kevin Knows the World or whatever that fucking show
Kevin Knows Best, my friend.
Where they fucking murdered his wife and then brought Leah Remini on?
Yep.
Wow, what a smack in the face to that woman,
They
huh?
buried her in the backyard like a Duck Hunt gun.
I'm gonna bury you in the backyard like a fucking Duck Hunt gun.
Listen. I'm a feral kid, right? And I'm gonna bury your Duck Hunt gun. Bury you in the backyard like a fucking Duck Hunt gun.
I'm just picturing you with the hose spraying this kid. The Cat in the Hat. So basically Kelly Preston.
Yeah.
Oh right, yeah. Kelly Preston's like, all right, listen, you rowdy kids. I'm having this party, you can't mess up the house. We're doing this, that, and the other thing. Clint Howard comes in playing Kate the Caterer. That's a fun gag.
By the way, is in both this and the Grinch movie.
Yeah, dude, he's got the monopoly on the Seussiverse.
I think he scammed his way in. Brian, they've got this the Cat in the Hat all set up. They're doing the table read. Is that Clint Howard over there? I don't remember hiring Clint Howard. Do you? And then they go over to him. It's like, oh no. The Widow Sue said I had to be in both these movies.
She just loved what I did so much in Grinch. It's fine.
You take it up with her. Just give me whatever role you got.
She was a big fan of my my scene in The Dentist.
Is this all the cold cuts they got? They got more back there. You think? Some pastrami, maybe.
Widow Sue said I get to have whatever I want for lunch.
It's like when George quits that job, in a huge fashion, and goes back, and the boss is like, "Is that Costanza down there? Is that Clint Howard down there?
Could you bag up them M&Ms? I'll take those home.
Are these free? Is that a Kramer line at some point?
Yeah.
Are these free? So yes, she gets called back into work. There's some emergency we don't hear anything about because the movie doesn't even care about that side of the story.
We briefly see her just typing something. We have no idea what this work emergency
is. She's like a realtor,
but that never leaves the office. That doesn't make a whole lot of sense.
It doesn't make sense at all. Make it something that has some weight that makes sense. A big
presentation. Just fucking
You look out the window and you see the Twin Towers are falling and she's a reporter or something and...
Make it something with
a little agency.
You're right. The Seuss universe should have commented on 9/11. I think that was a missed opportunity.
I'll be honest. Connecticut is kind of the closest to the Seussiverse of all the states, I would say.
Do you think so? I don't,
maybe.
What is there any Seussier
state?
What,
maybe Louisiana?
That is pretty Seussy.
What? Why?
Because they talk funny.
Yeah.
Oh. People down there just rhyming constantly.
They get a babysitter in Amy Hill playing Miss Kwan.
Speaking of Seinfeld, she's on that fucking awesome episode where Frank Costanza is revealed to have had an affair with a Korean woman.
She's
that lady.
Yeah, she's hilarious. I mean, she's, been
she
in everything.
She spoke ill of Mike Myers.
Yeah, she did, which is
great.
Did she?
Yeah, she said it was like the worst like he was the worst to work with. He like refused to talk to anyone other than the director.
Oh, and he would give actors notes on how to do their shit.
Well, that whole The Love Guru stuff, whenever you heard those stories, they were just...
Mariska Hargitay. Mariska Hargitay to you, too. Mariska Hargitay at my fucking funeral after my suicide from watching that movie.
Don't you do that until we inevitably have to do it. Yeah. So just wait. Just don't say it.
I've never seen it. I'm waiting till we do it.
Wow. Yeah, I mean, the funny thing is, I begrudgingly admit that that's a stay tuned.
It's the Ark of the Covenant. That's what that fucking thing is.
Dude, that's the series finale. How about that?
I thought this was the series finale.
With you, every week is the series finale.
I wish, man. I'm going to,
Stay tuned for next week.
We'll see.
Might be the funeral episode.
It turns out that Eric buried himself in his backyard like a duck hunt gun.
Yeah, I got dirt in my holes and now I don't work anymore.
It's a true story.
So this woman comes over to be the babysitter, and it's just this like running gag of she's like tired and clueless the whole time.
We do get she puts on the TV, which I'm like, because it's raining and the kids have nothing to do, and that's like the actual opening of The Cat in the Hat, which kind of doesn't make sense in any time after like 1995. Like, kids don't give a shit about going outside.
It should rain this whole movie. It should be constantly raining to keep them in the house, and that's why the whole story in the original manuscript was contained to the house.
The original folio had that, yes.
But I guess they don't think it's Susie enough. They think it's got to be bright and colorful nonstop.
No, it's just because they're stupid and they want to do something.
But is that it?
Yeah, I think
that's they do this thing where they show Taiwanese parliament, and it's like, back in the thousands, there are people that were... That's when everyone was body slamming each other or whatever. Like, right. It's actual footage, but we're doing hi-ya karate noise.
Yeah,
we're
sure
dubbing hi-ya karate noises on it.
Yep.
That's fucking racist, Dr. Seuss.
And, well, yeah. And the woman is watching it as if she's watching, like, professional wrestling.
Yes.
Kind of a thing. And it's an obnoxious thing because, like, the kids apparently understand multiple geopolitical situations, including what is going on in Taiwan Parliament at that moment.
And just on that basis, the whole house is racist.
You got a little rhyme there. I like it.
I was
good
trying. For you.
I was trying.
But now they're under a constitutional monarchy, so they're obviously not in the United States. So those kids would generally be better educated.
Yeah, they probably speak at least two languages.
Right, like, despite having a king and all that arcane system, but they still have an educational system and healthcare, and we have our Department of Education, which funnels all of its money to Halliburton and whatnot.
Sure, at this point, almost all of it, I would say.
That's Halliburton's still getting it anyway.
Yeah, they're going to get it.
It's just amazing that, while watching Dr. Seuss, I realized, watching Cat in the Hat, I realized just how truly fucked we are here.
Yeah.
It took the Cat in the Hat to make me really just click.
It'll do that to you.
She falls asleep. Oh, I'm sorry.
Oh, I was just going to say, the other thing is, just like, the movie has a bunch of like intense, quote unquote, like fucking like child abuse in this movie. I was joking around about it on Twitter, but like one of the things we should mention because it's important is Alec Baldwin. He is threatening to like get the boy sent to military school, but then also the boy has a falling out with the mother. They have this argument about like, she's like, please don't use my dry cleaning for sport.
Yeah.
And he goes, I wish I had a different mom, to which she screams back in his face, well, sometimes I wish the same thing.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting here like, this is for children. Mm-hmm. Tone all of this down. Like, that argument needs to be like, you're grounded, go to your room. No! And that's the end of it.
It's all of a sudden where the wild things are. I'm waiting for the fucking arcade fire to kick in.
Oh, are you kidding me? I thought this is the opening scene of Diane Lane has to hunt you down because you have traps around the city.
Oh, yeah!
I have that on Blu-ray. I've never watched it again. It's just, it's a good movie, but I'm like,
you know what? I've never seen it.
It's good. It's totally good. Where the Wild Things Are. Spike Jones.
Oh, it's great.
It just looked too gosh dang sad.
It is.
It's very, very sad.
I just had to hear Gandolfini in the preview, and I was like, nope.
Now try watching it.
No, I know. It's even worse. Tenfold.
Gandolfini is Cat in the Hat. That's a better movie.
Of course it is. Him as the Grinch is better, too.
Oh, that would be pretty great, actually. You wouldn't have needed that FUPA.
You wouldn't need anything.
It's just to
naked
the dead.
James Gandolfini.
It's just green.
So we're watching Taiwanese Parliament, and then here we go. The Cat in the Hat fucking shows up.
And this is an introduction to Beat the Band.
He's a hider in the house.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true. You think he's been there the whole time?
He comes up from the upstairs.
Yep. Oh, does he?
Yeah. Yeah. When they open the closet, he appears on the other side of it.
Oh, that's right.
He lives, I guess he lives in the attic, and he probably killed the last residents of this
and
house.
He's like
and
been,
ate them, by the
yeah,
way.
Yeah, and then slinked away and like into that. He's still in the house. Can't. So they never looked. They were looking for the killer outside.
There's a bunch of skeletons, and one of them is holding a contract in its hands.
Yes.
A lot of cans of beans is what I'm saying. Yeah. Many with the human flesh.
And he's not on screen for 2 minutes. There's a fucking erection joke.
Yeah.
It's not two goddamn minutes.
He gets a big boner.
He looks at pornography.
He looks at a picture of Kelly Preston. Yes. He's like, oh, this is your mother?
There's a fucking fold-out joke.
But exactly. Yeah, but it's like a magical, like, he looks at the picture and then
yes,
it turns into a fold-out.
It's supposed to be looking at a centerfold.
And he steals it. He, like, puts it in his magic bag or
the
something.
The hat, yes. His fucking turgid cock hat, just fucking blips up, dude.
It gets
to
Reggie
lick his crotch to later,
crazy.
I guess.
This is so crazy. So his penis is on his head. It's on the top of his skull, and it shoots up the hat.
Well, I think his hat here is much like the sorting hat in Harry Potter, dude. It's like a sentient being.
Wait, that hat was a boner?
No, well, the hat just knew like what was up. So like this, the Cat in the Hat,
right.
Like maybe it's just that hat is what's sexually attracted to Kelly Preston.
Do you think that the sorting hat got horny occasionally?
Absolutely.
Well, you're going to be in Gryffindor. Or if you want to be in Slytherin, you can talk to me later.
Oh,
pretty good.
Look at this. It's a new defense against the dark arts teacher. How about I sort you, baby?
Why don't you just put me on top of a new cap with a flat rim? Let me feel it.
Hey, lady, you ever make it with a hat before?
Yeah, fuck you. I was cursed. I used to be a man. Now I fucking tell children what dorm they sleep in. Of course I'm horny.
Don't worry. It's just sex with me is just me yelling at you from the corner of the room.
You know, I'm going to be in one of those fucking Fantastic Beasts movies. I was probably somebody once.
Man, Chris, you just made me realize I've had sex a lot.
So the Cat in the Hat breaks out with his funometer and determines that Dakota Fanning is a control freak,
mm-hmm.
And that the boy, what's his name, Randolph?
Conrad.
Conrad, equally weird.
Actually, I have...
she's what, Sally?
No, I got Disgusting Shit Boy.
Poor child.
He's old now. It's fine.
Yeah, but you know what, dude? When you were a little kid, I bet you looked like a fucking disgusting shit boy, too.
Without a doubt. Yeah.
You probably buried duck hunt guns.
Oh, I buried all kinds of guns in the yard. Don't worry about it.
You got to bury these guns in the yard now, because when the Lord comes, you know, you're going to need to dig them back up for the government.
Right. That's right.
When before Grandpa Siska gets the sledge.
That's right. We need to be prepared.
I understand.
Conrad, the cat says, by the way, is a bedwetter, but like for whatever reason, the cat can't bring himself to tell him that the phenometer says he's a bedwetter.
He sees it very clearly.
No, the cat sees it, but he doesn't tell the kid.
Spencer Breslin sees it. Conrad sees it very clearly.
But then why does the cat lie to him about it?
No, he's like, no, can you tap? He openly says, hey, can you tap that?
Yeah, like basically the thing is broken. Yeah, right. It's like
The cat. He asks that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh.
But the thing
is. And then the cat's hat gets an erection.
Yeah, again.
It just keeps getting hard.
Can I tap that?
Do you think Spencer Breslin was upset when Abigail Breslin got nominated for the Oscar?
Yeah, just like how Dakota Fanning is livid constantly that Elle Fanning keeps making cool
movies. Oh, I forgot
movies.
These are two little kid dynasties.
Yes, absolutely. And both of the kids in this movie are nothing while the siblings are something.
Yeah, that Dakota Fanning, she just did that alienist show.
Which people said was good, and I can't speak for it.
It's fine.
You both watched it?
But actually, Spencer Breslin, much like...
Steve dodged that question.
I did.
What the fuck was that?
I will not answer that question. No, I watched, like,
I will not tell you if I watched TNT's The Alienist, sir. Move along.
No, I watched like two episodes.
Oh, I see.
It didn't do it for me. But Spencer Breslin, actually, much like his catchphrase in Disney's The Kid...
Which was what?
I'm the kid. No, it was
I grow up to be a loser.
Oh, right, from the ripped from the trailer, they say.
And
ripped
true,
from
a,
ripped from real life.
Is he acting anymore? What's going
so.
On?
I don't think so. I mean, I'm sure
that
he's
was a harsh burn, man.
That was me going out of my way to make a harsh
now,
burn.
Get
for
him
some reason.
Get him get Spencer to the burn ward with that.
So he has quite a disturbing musical number here where he's dressed up like a Chiquita banana looking mascot.
Scarier than anything I've ever seen.
Scarier than anything in the spooktacular, I'll tell you that much.
Rubbing his watermelon butt.
Yes.
I almost died.
Yeah, dude, he's got like shiny watermelon ass cheeks.
And he's rubbing it. He's rubbing it like a fucking animal. Like,
he's a cat. Man.
He's a cat. Yeah,
yeah, but, well, please.
And like he's
and it's a bad Gangs All Here reference, like
everything.
I missed that initially.
It's bad.
What with trying my best to green out for this movie.
And basically he's like, well, we're gonna have a lot of fun today, but first you gotta sign my contract.
Oh man, listen up, kids at home, never sign a contract an adult puts in front of you. Exactly. When parents aren't around,
it's very, this contract scene is very 50 Shades of Grey to me. Right. You know what I mean? Now we're going to sign this contract.
There's a contract in that movie?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the first movie is all about. It's a sex contract.
It's a sex contract.
Yeah.
Really?
Sex cauldron. I thought they closed that place down.
Or maybe it's a dating contract.
No, it's a sex contract.
Why?
I could do this, that, and the other thing, and you got to take it or
is
something.
Is that part of the kink?
Yeah, it's part of the kink. Part of
the game. Man, paperwork. What a hot fucking kink.
Yeah. Must be nice to have that be a turn on.
Sign those fucking documents. I'm so hard. Look at my hat. Look how hard my hat is with those documents.
If that was like one of the little Murdochs.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Ooh, like little Murdochs. They cut your tendons.
Come play with us forever.
At our news network.
I do, Chris, I do like your notion about maybe the Cat in the Hat is a furry. That would be a good like twist in this. Like,
oh my it's just a guy.
It's that's like Mrs. Awesome. Doubtfire.
Yes, dude. And it's the same thing. One of the kids is going to the bathroom and they open the door and it's just the Cat in the Hat. The head's off and it's Mike Myers and he's fucking taking a piss.
Just a fucking human dick. Didn't expect to see a human dick when I walked into this litter box.
Oh man, I've been there.
And he has the weird human butt when he pretends to be a mechanic.
Oh right, he does.
Oh,
that's
oh
a
dude,
weird
see
scene.
That's a hint.
Yeah,
I think we know what's happening here.
I also think he's taking a shot at Larry the Cable Guy in that scene.
Oh, probably.
Larry was top of the charts. It was 2003.
Wow, way to be fucking throwing stones, Mike Myers. You're making the Cat in the Hat. Honestly, I'll tell you this.
He's not saying a bomb is a hoax.
That's actually true. And making fun of Coach Carter fucking 15 years after that movie came
out. Hey, look, they're good people. They would never send a bomb to Hillary Clinton. By the way, everybody, send a bomb to Hillary Clinton. That's a joke.
Actually, the best part of that whole thing was when he's talking about how the dude didn't spell get her done right on the thing, and he said a tweet, and my fans would spell that right. Are you fucking crazy? Do you know the swamp people that love you? You fucking animal.
To his credit, he probably just assumed, well, they would obviously have one of his bags of cheeseburger flavored potato chips lying around that hasn't written on it 15 times.
Okay. All right, I'm gonna write get her done on the bomb. Oh, let me check my box of Prilosec OTC to remember how it's spelled.
Okay. Who do you think is easier on set, Mike Myers or Larry the Cable Guy?
Larry the Cable Guy, 100%.
Yeah. He's probably a dream 100%. On set.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And let me throw this out there, too, because I am confident in saying this. Every Larry the Cable Guy movie we have done on this program, whether it's Jingle All the Way to Health Inspector, Witless Protection, whatever the fuck, Tooth Fairy 2, they are all leaps and bounds better than this movie. They are.
Prove me wrong, kids.
What was the super racist one we did last?
That was Witless Protection. Yeah.
Witless Protection. But that is like a remarkable movie. So yeah. I can't really.
I got to say, they're more watchable. They're definitely more watchable.
At least when I was watching them, I was like, welp, it's a movie.
Yeah.
This is nothing. I mean,
this is a pamphlet with dog shit inside it. they sign the contract. One of the jokes, by the way, in this contract, they pull a form that says that the Cat in the Hat has indeed been spayed and neutered, which means probably his hat can get an erection, but his dick is gone.
Interesting.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Just a nice fucking my balls are cut off joke for the kids in the back.
There's a my balls are cut off joke. He's talking about fucking lactose intolerance. He's like, oh, I can't have milk. It'll gum up the works.
And then this is around where he burps all over them and shit falls out of his mouth.
Hairballs. Oh, the hairballs. Why would you do it?
Children get facials in this movie.
It's like a snot from Ernest Scared Stupid. It's like the gooeyest fucking thing.
He vomits four times in this movie. Four different times he vomits. Wait,
you don't vomit four times a day?
No.
Dude, like, if you vomit four times a day, that is a serious problem.
You know, he signs a contract that he's like, hey, how about a fun sketch where I do an infomercial? And everyone's like, no. And he's like, well, too bad. It's going to happen anyway. Oh, yeah. Saturday Night Live. Oh, yeah.
Dude, what is greater than one Cat in the Hat? Three Cat in the Hats on screen at the same time?
And a Shrek in a hat.
What?
Well, you got to dust off that Scottish accent.
You got to bring back Shrek. Oh, the Shrek go back.
Yes, he's due. Well, that's funny, though, because, like, you heard Shrek. I just heard him kind of do, he's trying to do, I heard it as, like, a bad, like, Robin Leachy, like, hoity-toity English like person voice.
Or, like, the father in So I Married an Axe
Murderer. That's closer to that, yeah.
Heed!
I mean, it's heavy Scottish, and that's just what Shrek is.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't hear. I mean, again, right. I was trying my best to green out. I was like, man, oh, this pleasant Englishman.
You want to make this movie worse, Shrek shows up, right? Just fucking Shrek. Oh, Shrek's visiting
Anvil.
Well,
later on, there are certainly echoes of Shrek in this movie. We'll get to
Anvil
it.
Anvil might be near the Magic Kingdom. That's why, or whatever that place is called. That's why it's a constitutional monarchy.
Maybe
Shrek is king.
Converse theory, it's next to a nuclear power plant.
Yeah.
And cats are just deformed.
Dude, and then so the fish that Sean Hayes voices should have three eyes on The Simpsons.
And those kids just eat nothing but lead paint.
Yeah. The cat's not even talking. They're just drinking
asbestos.
They're foaming at the mouth on the floor.
That's what they should do, dude, is every once in a while in this movie cut back to reality from this hallucination. And like Spencer Breslin's just gnawing on a wall.
Kelly Preston's stewing drywall.
I gotta tell you, man, I had more fun watching that David Lynch rabbits thing than this.
His short run. Oh, of course, yes. Rabbits is great.
Fantastic.
No, I mean, this is fun. It's actually more fun to watch.
I see. Yeah, now I get where you're going.
Rabbits is pretty harrowing is what I'm getting at.
What comes first, though? Because we're talking about this infomercial sketch thing, which is fine, but we only briefly touched on it. I can't remember now the circumstances behind why he turns into that plumber.
Because
they're going to bounce on the couch.
He was a couch mechanic.
Oh, it's a mechanic. He's not a plumber.
Couch mechanic.
He's a mechanic.
That's right. They're going to jump on the couch and he's got to like modify it.
He fights a fucking elephant in the couch.
Dude, that is fucking nuts. Like the cushion flips up and this elephant trunk comes out and he's just grabbing this fucking phallic trunk.
Down there trying to find a fucking laugh. And he comes up with nothing.
Dude, you know. You know what it reminded me of? In Ed Wood, where Bela Lugosi's wrestling the fucking fake octopus and like Ed Wood's directing him. Like, it's just Mike Myers like grabbing this fucking elephant trunk.
Apparently he wanted out of this movie really badly. Like, they had to sue him to actually do this movie.
No, is that right?
Yeah, Tim Allen was going to do it. Tim Allen dropped out.
Well, I already played a shaggy dog. Ruff, ruff, ruff. Well,
the Cat in the Hat is rated X.
Well, he actually said that. Awesome. He's like, I wanted to do the Cat in the Hat because the Cat in the Hat scared me, and I wanted to make the Cat in the Hat kind of scary. And I'm
succeeded.
He did well, actually, yeah.
And he dropped out because he was doing Santa Claus 2. Myers signed on, but then...
Oh, Tim Allen said he wanted to make it scary.
Yes,
Tim Allen
wanted to make it scary.
Oh, he didn't succeed then. Mike Myers succeeded.
Succeeded where he failed. But then he wanted out, but then like it was too far along, so they'd like sue him to do this movie, and he just hated every fucking second of it, obviously.
Something about that is like, you got to figure something out.
Cut your losses,
Because you can't just make a movie where this person who's in every fucking scene, more or less, like, is being forced, like, with a gun to his head to do the Cat in the Hat. Like, with the Grinch, like, you can tell Jim Carrey is just, like, goose-stepping through that whole movie, yeah. and he fucking is having the time of his life, Jim Carreying all over the place.
Sure.
And this is, like, not that. Like, yeah, he's clearly just ready to snap at any second.
It's just, he's uncomfortable the entire time. You could tell he's just like, is it over yet or what? Oh, yeah! What, call cut! Scene's done. Oh, yeah.
I think the oh, yeah. Like, if you go back and watch this, which I will not do, I think it's a thing though where probably every time he says, oh, yeah, it's like sarcastic. And like, it's his way to get his energy up, like inside. Just like, all right, just fucking do it. Do it, Meyer.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Spencer beefed the line again. Oh, yeah. Another 12 hours on set. Oh, yeah. And then we're just crying. Whatever.
Yes. He starts cupcake doing infomercial.
Cupcake infomercial. We're just doing a sketch. I mean, like,
the cupcake-inator.
Yeah, the cupcake-inator thing. And he's putting hot dogs in there, which I was like, hot dogs? Like, hot dog cupcake, maybe.
Oh,
fire extinguisher.
Well, fire extinguisher, that's where the flavor comes from.
Yeah. It's like liquid smoke.
Yeah.
But it's stupid because, like, yes, he's doing like a Scottish-English host of the thing.
Yeah.
But then he's also doing a weird, like, he looks like fucking Jeffrey Dahmer. It's like the Cat in the Hat, but there's a blonde wig on, yeah. and he's got boxy, like, glasses from the Americans.
Like Dahmer, yeah. a little bit.
He's
yeah.
got, like, a Cosby sweater on, too.
Yeah, and he's
got a passport with that guy's photo in it.
Absolutely.
You know what I thought? I thought about Stewart.
Oh, yes, it's the Al Franken Stewart character. Yeah. It kind of looks like that also, yeah. And the two of them are talking while the third Cat in the Hat is in the audience, quote unquote, with the two kids. And these kids, you can just see their souls being shattered. They have no idea what's going on.
It's like, what am I talking? How is this fun for me, a kid?
And this is where, like, the English-ish Cat in the Hat is, like, threatening this other guy. And there's a lot of, like, what if I killed you jokes. And I'm flashing back to, like, 2003. Like, if you're a parent... Mm-hmm. In this auditorium with your kids, like, oh, I've made a huge mistake. Like, how many refunds issued?
That's so early. I mean, that's like...
Probably around the fucking erection joke.
No, yeah, he wants to push his boner up against his leg.
People did like boner jokes. Parents and kids alike. 2003, they loved it.
Nobody loves a classic boner joke more than this guy speaking right now.
Yeah.
But not placing it in the fucking Cat in the Hat movie, come on. Yes. No place for boners in the Seuss world.
And if you're gonna do a furries movie, do a furries movie.
Sure,
the
I'll
whole
watch
thing
it. You can talk about furry boners till the fucking cows come home.
An update of Meet the Feebles.
The
Let's do it.
Cows come home, man. So the cow furries show up and they start coming.
Yeah, that's exactly right. But it's the whole thing is uncomfortable.
Yes,
like you're just like threatening. It's like, you know, oh, I'm gonna. What the fuck does he say? It's like I'm gonna hurt
bury you in the desert or something like that.
Cool, now I'm just thinking about Casino. I'd rather watch Casino five times in a row than watch
this movie.
It's
a better children's film.
Sean Hayes is the fish as well. He's doing the voice.
And why make that decision? Right? There are movies like Wizard of Oz, right? All the fucking characters are actually people she knows in real life, and that's like the thing. Why is the fucking mom's boss also the voice of this fish?
Maybe somebody backed out and they're like, hey, Sean, while we got you.
On a schedule, man.
Sean Hayes is like stepping into his fucking car and it's like, Sean, we just need you to come back. Just run some lines for the ADR real quick. I don't remember saying any of this.
Could you do it as a different character? Just for fun. Just for fun.
Look, we got a lot of shit parts like this. We're going to have them for a lot of other movies, and we could ask you anytime.
There is, it's not a legitimate laugh, but it's almost a legitimate smirk that I got out of this movie.
Don't you dare.
A muscle in your face almost twitched.
Yes, it went upward. When the fish starts saying, no, don't do anything. And like, oh my gosh, the fish can talk. And Mike Myers goes to them, he's like, yes, the fish is talking, but is he saying anything? And I was like,
No, you were wrong.
I appreciated the timing of the joke. I was like,
You were wrong to smirk at that.
I hear what you're saying, Steve, but I looked the other way on that line.
Okay, that's fine.
I'm going to vote against that. but did we talk about in...
The Joker's been stricken from the record.
In the Cupcakeinator sequence, he cuts off his own tail.
Yes.
Oh,
yes.
Right.
And then he screams, son of a bitch.
Oh, right.
But it's censored, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah, how do they do
I
it, though?
You were gonna, I thought that was going to be I thought that was right up your alley.
Is it a bleep noise? Is it an awooga?
It's a bleep. It's just like a burr, we're on television. You can't say that on television. But he's just screaming son of a bitch in front of a bunch of children and presumably in the room. I mean, the fake TV of our imaginations bleeps it, but in the room he's actually screaming.
Right. Oh, no, he's just showing up to this kid's house cursing up a fucking blue streak.
Yeah, and he's mutilating himself. He's like, hey, kids, watch me cut off pieces of my body.
That's
it's
Freddy Krueger shit.
Specific fetish.
And now I'm going to eat it.
And exposing his sexual desires to them. Fucking stealing a picture of his mother for his jerking off later.
That's right.
And showing his ass to them.
Yeah, and snipping the tip of his tail.
There. Also probably a part of the fetish.
I think it definitely is. This guy's no good.
So he takes the Cupcakeinator, and it's like this whole thing where you think like this thing is going to make these cupcakes. God. And he takes this appliance, and he's like, now we put the whole thing in the oven.
Yeah.
And it like explodes or whatever. And this is around the time I wrote a note that just says, this can't be real.
Yeah.
I thought I was getting punked by Amazon and I was watching a fucking fake movie. And you guys were going to come out and be like, gotcha. We fucking teamed up with Jeff Bezos and put this fake movie on.
We did. We also used time travel.
Perfect. So this is where, I mean, I don't even know how to describe it, but they bring in from the book, Thing one and thing two.
Oh, Jesus.
And it's these two,
Christ.
Like, gymnasts. I don't know what these women are.
One of them is also known as Chocolate Thunder.
Can we
just mention that? There's several Chocolate Thunder.
So much more unsettling than Cronenberg's Dead Ringers.
It's true.
Like, as far as twins who do things.
De Palma's sisters.
Yes, either one, take them. This one is disgusting.
Why do they have the prosthetic faces? Why?
I know.
Why?
I know.
Why?
Brazil.
Dude, nope. Yes. This is the brood, man. We're in a brood central.
Yep.
I feel like you go on the side of the house, there's a big woman with like fucking these things coming out of
just
her.
Just popping off her sides. It's her fucking anger is popping off
giant
her body.
Woman.
Hitting all the boxes. But yeah, they are fucking repulsive.
And they don't speak English. They just like kind of mumble and shit. And Oliver Reed's fucking screaming after them.
You hear they killed Oliver Reed.
He was already had to be a computer in Gladiator at that point. He's
but
dead.
They do what they do with the cupcake thing first is that they mess up the house. There's purple gack all over the place, which is just disgusting. And they're like, how are we going to clean this? Let me get my friends thing one and thing two. It chills me. The Cat in the Hat actually, like, once you get used to his horrific visage, you're like, okay, I can watch this movie. I can never look at these things for more than 30 seconds.
No.
You're totally right. You're totally right, Steve. But let me just counter your Cat in the Hat thing, because I thought the same thing. I was like, all right, my brain has tuned in to what this Cat in the Hat looks like in this movie. And you accept it, much like the Grinch, right?
Yeah, sure.
But there is a moment in this movie where Mike Myers, like, I don't remember what it is or what the circumstances are, but he sticks his tongue out of his mouth, and you just, at that moment, at least I did, I realized I was like, oh, fuck, that's a human's mouth. And, like, I was back to stage one immediately. I was so disgusted by this.
I kind of remember, when you see, like, the inner workings of his weird human mouth inside this, like, cooling system.
And this is why I will not be able to watch that new Cats movie. It is why I could not go see Cats on Broadway. You're telling me it's an animal, but it has a human mouth and I'm throwing up. It's barf from fucking Spaceballs. That's what it is, and it's disgusting. The fucking kangaroos and Tank Girl, they have human mouths.
Barf in this movie would be so much better.
Make
it barf in a hat.
Too bad Candy had passed away, dude. Imagine he could cameo as barf.
Well, actually, in my big red interdimensional box, I can bring people back from the dead. That's right, I'm a necromancer.
Just like
Here he comes, John Candy.
Just like Dr. Seuss wrote.
Yes, exactly.
A Newt Scamander fucking bag.
Oh, yeah, here comes Richard Harris.
It would be awesome, actually, if in this movie
the Cat in the Hat is like, oh my God, we need to enlist some help. Let's see if one of my friends are around. And he opens the door, and it's Jim Carrey as the Grinch, but it's just that gag from that X-Men First Class, and it's just the Grinch goes, fuck off, and they close the door.
Yeah, you do get one fuck.
Yeah.
Watch run on a
so
PG
instead
movie.
They get Cenobites. They get like Pinhead and the boys. Because yeah. I feel like they're involved in this world.
We are
well.
This close to a Hellraiser
well, he
movie.
Does have yeah. a box that is an interdimensional yeah. box.
Exactly.
That's yes. a puzzle box.
Right? I just wrote transdimensional something something.
Exactly. So these nightmares are running around the house. Voiced by Dan Castanella, by the way.
Yeah.
What?
Really?
Yeah, dude.
What? Smear on his.
You could get anyone to do this.
What? Why? How do you get Dan Castanella
it's just
to get
going,
out of bed?
That's all it is.
Yeah.
I guarantee loop. You he didn't get paid for it. Because money doesn't matter to those people.
Of course, he's Simpsons rich, man.
Exactly. Like, they live in a world, it's like Jim Carrey talks about in that documentary, when he realized, like, money well, wasn't a thing maybe, he ever had to worry about.
Maybe it was just he was the one who had to strangle the angry muskrat.
Oh, and, muskrat wrangler Dan and, Castellaneta?
And that's the, because that's what they sound like.
Oh, we didn't point it out, by the way, but the dog who's a featured character in this movie is voiced by Frank Welker.
Of course.
So, dude, you're getting Welkered from the jump in this movie, by the way.
Much more graceful performance than
Castanella. Oh, absolutely.
Course,
no one growls
more.
Like Frank Welker.
It's nuanced, you know? I can understand the dog's motivation.
Yeah. Thing one and thing two were really
from.
Overacting.
It was. It was just over the top. Really.
The dog's motivation is, please don't kill me on this set.
Yeah,
I don't want to die in a Dr. Seuss movie.
There is that weird fucking like hereditary dollhouse shot
yes, yeah.
of the house when they're fucking running around.
Dude, that would be awesome if there's a scene, they're driving down the road, spoilers for Hereditary with this joke, they're driving down the road and like Spencer Breslin's like driving the car and Dakota Fanning's in the front seat and they're like, oh my God, we gotta slow down. And the Cat in the Hat's got his head out the window. It's like, this is great. What a great time driving around Anvil. And then he just gets his head smacked into a fucking pole and it gets decapitated.
That sounds right.
I would watch that.
Now that I would watch. So the Cat in the Hat's right. fucking around. I mean, they're messing everything up. They're like, oh my God, every time we try to make this cleaner, it gets messier. And they get Spencer Breslin goes into the closet and takes out two butterfly nets. I'm like, what the fuck's going on?
I don't know what hobbies they have on the weekends with those fucking things. That's also
I think
weird.
Alec Baldwin shows up again. By the way, his outfit, he looks like he's about to get rubbed out by Prune Face. Like this purple suit that he is walking around in.
Yeah, he should be retired to Florida with this fucking thing.
This is much better than the clothing he wears later, which is like a yellow pants and a yellow polo shirt.
Oh, yes.
Pants.
Oh yeah, that's like
they're snap pants.
Yeah, like
what
you
are snap pants?
Like you could, they're all
you
snapped
just,
down on the
you
side.
Rip
you
them
just
off.
Rip them off.
That is very fun.
You have a
sexy.
Pair of those yeah. at home.
If you never... you're gonna make my hat go big for a second. Keep talking.
A lot of the Sopranos supporting characters.
Absolutely.
They were big on
okay.
these.
Okay,
never
saw
freeballing pants.
Yes,
comfort.
Pants you freeballing.
Comfort first.
Interesting. Yeah. So then you can just like just take off your pants.
Whenever
instantly.
You want. Yeah,
comfort
yeah.
first, hygiene
rip them right
second.
Off.
So people just do that? Like,
yeah,
you just
do
like
that.
You go to your office and you're just like, you know what? Pants, I don't think so. Not today. And you just
that's
kind of
like, you listen, you're wearing them like around the house, right? And you order a pizza.
Okay.
The pizza gets delivered. You right. you receive the pizza at the door.
You only
close
have
the
humility
door.
Of wearing pants just to answer the for the door. If,
but if, then it's like, oh my God, thank God this pizza's finally here, swoosh, and you rip the pants off.
Do you have these?
I used to have a pair of Adidas snap pants. I don't have them
oh,
anymore.
No.
But there are very few things in this life more thrilling than ripping off a pair of pants
and
that.
And if you are blessed enough to have an office with a door that closes and locks.
I wouldn't know that pleasure.
Nobody knows that pleasure anymore, I guess. But if you were to have that, you would want the snap pants because then you just get to fucking hang out in your boxers
that's
and
right.
play on your computer all day.
Yep.
Which is what work is.
Can you tell someone hasn't worked in an office in quite some time?
Wait, working in an office, it's like you close the door and you jerk off, right?
Oh, man, I wish. Your lips to God's ears, dude.
God makes it possible. Imagine if that happened. Imagine you wake up.
Thank you, Jesus, for letting me jerk off at work.
You wake up tomorrow, everyone has snap pants that have stains on it, and everyone's just doing it.
I'm just saying, you see a person in snap pants out in public, you got to question what's going on. Mm-hmm.
Exactly.
Because that's you just need one rowdy teen, and you are humiliated on the street.
I mean, I think call the police. If someone needs to pull their pants off that fast, they're definitely committing sex crimes. I see those sex crimes.
But the worst part about them was actually like buttoning them all back up.
Oh, yeah, that's a
problem.
That
sucked.
Yeah,
you regretted ripping them off the second you were buttoning two legs of pants
it's
up.
It's like
again.
Button fly jeans times a million.
No thanks with the button fly jeans.
Oh, I like them.
I don't have
really?
Time.
I like them, yeah.
Oh, gee, I don't monster. Need to solve a yeah. puzzle when I got to take a
hey,
piss.
Hey, it's impossible to XYZ yourself.
That's true.
I mean, I guess that's true. So the Cat in the Hat specifies, by the way, he's like, you got to keep the box closed because there's a leak. And I was like, I wish it was a fucking gas leak. But like the magic, he mentions like this box is the doorway between their world and his. And this is, it's already this, overthought, but you are overthinking
this
it.
This is the Hellraiser shit.
Yes.
Yeah, well, totally.
A tick fucking bounces off his body and is the lock for the fucking...
Dude, that's bizarre,
was
too.
That was a tick? I thought it was like a crab or something.
But it's a
sentient thing that turns into a metal lock. It's
right.
Like,
is that
what
from the
world are we talking
Beauty
about here?
Beauty and the Beast-iverse?
It's like, no, I think it's more that, you know that Game of Thrones place? With
nope.
The House of the Seven, whatever, where all the magic people live.
Like, right.
Are you stumping him?
The House of the Seven, where the magic people live?
All right,
come
all
on,
right,
Eric, what kind of fan are you?
It's the it's the desert, and it's like where, it's like season two-ish.
Oh, we're going
to
be here
Danny
a while.
Where Danny goes to that place, and...
The House of the Black and White, which... Wait, no, no.
The place with the faces? Is that
yes, no, not the faces, but it's like...
That's the House of the Black and White.
Yeah.
The Seven is the Westeros like standard basic bitch religion. You're talking about...
No, Seven was the kid unmarried with children.
No, I'm thinking here. You're talking about that Quarth, right?
Yes. Where they go and like, there's all those weird creepy magic people.
Yes,
and she goes into that house and everybody isn't what they seem to be.
Correct. The House of the Undying.
The House of the Undying. I feel like in a corner of the House of the Undying, you open a door and it's fucking the Cat in the Hat. That's what I'm saying.
And then it gets decapitated after committing incest.
I was slow to the pickup. I've read like 17 fantasy novels since I read Game of Thrones. So.
It's fair.
Wow. I've got a lot kicking around up here.
Wow.
A lot kicking around.
That's a lot of swords, dude.
Oh, man, I would love it if the Cat in the Hat is just dancing and fucking around, and he's like, oh, my God, I could never die. And then the fucking Night King throws a javelin, an ice javelin, right through his heart.
Oh, my God, just like the prophecy, right? And then he becomes the ice Cat in the Hat.
Yeah.
He freezes over, and now suddenly the Cat in the Hat's on the side of the undead.
Oh, yeah,
the
he's
White
open.
Walkers.
That crate's open all the time.
Exactly. Oh, I'm going to break down the fucking wall with my ice magic now.
Infinite things. Oh, yeah.
Eat shit, Night's Watch. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Just like, yeah, fucking hundreds of those little fucking things, but with blue eyes. Oh, yeah, it's doomed.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Hodor. You got this. Oh, yeah. I'm going to help Hodor keep this door open. Oh, yeah.
Fucking echoing off fucking miles away. You just hear that echoing because there's so many of them.
Oh, my God. Oh, I would so much rather die by a White Walker's hand than see Thing 1 or Thing 2 in real life. If I went home right now.
I'll tell you, one of those has dignity.
That's very true.
But, like, can you... I bet you if... anybody, and I know people did, because this was one of those, like, I haven't seen this movie, I'm going to buy it on DVD. I heard it's stupid, though. There's a fucking feature somewhere where we're just behind the scenes, and it's probably those two actresses, I think they were both played by women, who are just in that makeup, talking to the camera, and it's unsettling as all get out. I guarantee it.
Mm-hmm.
I guarantee it.
I can't handle it. I can't handle that level of face paint. I'm sorry.
So we learn that Alec Baldwin around here, this is where we learn he's a loser. He's really, because basically he's trying to marry this woman because she's a successful realtor, and we find out he is unemployed. His television gets repossessed. He's wearing a girdle, like he's not the man who he says he is kind of a thing. Around here, he comes into the house. He sees them all fucking around. The Cat in the Hat like spooks him out of the house, but the dog runs out.
Yes, that's kind of like if this had a plot and a movement. This is the next movement.
Right,
we got to get the dog.
So Alec Baldwin is like, oh, perfect. I'll go get this dog, bring it back to Callie Preston. I'll be the hero and she'll want to get married and my financial woes are over.
And I'll send that kid to military school. It's a very Bill and Ted vibe going on here.
Absolutely.
And then I'll take over Gotham.
But at least fucking, you know, Ted's dad had the authority to send Ted to fucking military school.
That's true. Yeah.
This guy, while maybe being the boyfriend legally, he's just the fucking neighbor.
He's like, oh yeah, I'll get that dog and then I'll get on a sitcom for 10 years. I'll rule that for a long time. And then maybe, just maybe, I can have a mediocre Donald Trump impression that I could fucking milk for years.
And years and years and years and years.
Yeah, that's right. We are sending everyone in the country to military school. You're going to military school. Folks, military school is back. Every school is going to be military school. Guns everywhere.
Don't worry, everybody. Our border is secure. As we speak, the Cat in the Hat is on his way to the southern border, and he's just going to freak everybody out till the caravan goes away.
The Whovians, they're going to go. They're going to be out of here. I'm sorry. They just got to go.
These Whovians have leprosy. These Whovians have leprosy. They're from another dimension, everybody.
They're bringing thing one. They're bringing thing two. They're thing two positive. We got to get them out of here.
Do we trust this Grinch man? Do we trust him? No. No, we don't. No, we don't. No.
The Grinch is funding the Democratic election. Send the Grinch a bomb. And by what I mean by that, I mean Coach Carter, which was quite successful.
Oh, yeah. Good one. That's good, a good one. Joke. Hey, good one, Prez.
Oh, I want to die
every
day. Isn't
it cool how we're not complicit in anything? Talk to you later. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Hey, cool, I'm terrorist by proxy.
if I didn't do this, I wouldn't survive.
By the way, here's some fucking barbecue chicken-flavored fucking pizza snaps.
Oh, pizza snaps.
Oh, yeah, you'd get a big cat burp from that one. Oh, big boy.
So, like, they're driving around. Blah, blah, blah. The Cat in the Hat's like, who wants to take my super automatic car?
Dude.
And he brings out this big Humvee 2003.
Hummer, dude.
That shit was what we wanted in 2003. It's like, oh, the widest car that nobody could ever touch.
That's right, dude. Fucking Operation Get Her Done was a total success. We won the war in Iraq. And now you get home and you fucking get your ass a Hummer, goddammit.
I think we also hopped over the joke for the worst person in the audience. the dirty hoe joke.
Oh, no, that's right around here. No, yes. We're getting to it. Don't worry. We will slide right into that joke, Chris Cavan.
So he takes the Hummer thing is actually like a Mirage. He takes it off. It's a big Susie rocket car.
It looks like
car.
The fucking car that Homer Simpson designs.
Yeah.
Oh, and they find a way to say shit.
Oh, right.
Wait, what happened?
Remember, so they say like, well, this one with S-L-O-W.
Oh, right.
Oh,
it
God.
Was originally S-H-I-T.
Oh, that's right. The anagram jokes or the acronym jokes in this movie.
Just
oh,
like
my
Dr.
Lord.
Dr. Seuss wanted.
Yeah.
All of his books
just say
were
shit.
Full of
shit to children.
Dude, this man is spinning around in his grave faster than a fucking washing machine in the goddamn spin
apparently
cycle.
Apparently the widow Seuss saw this and she like flew off her rocker.
Did her skeleton jump out of her body and run down the street?
Yes, Wishmaster style. But then apparently that's why there hasn't been sequels or anything. There's never been another live action Seuss movie after these two.
That is the thing. Like, they learned with Horton Hears a Who, this Grinch thing is coming out. Keep it to the fucking computer, man.
Yep.
Keep it to the computer.
Danny DeVito as the Lorax, that you win me over very quickly with that.
Exactly. So they're in this neighborhood, they're hunting around for the dog, and this is a weird, like, they're gonna jump over this fence into somebody's yard, and the two kids, like, push the cat over the fence, and does he do a Sideshow Bob? Like, does he step on it or something?
I think he just picks it up, and he stops the movie dead, he picks it up, he goes, you're a dirty hoe. Yeah, yeah.
He goes, and I'll wait for the laughter.
Like, he's just, he's fucking grinning at the camera, just like, I have to. It's like on, like, in, when you go see theater, and yeah. like, if you're seeing, like, a comedy, and there's, like, a joke that really plays, and the audience is, like, clapping, and, like, the actors on the yeah. stage yeah. know that they need to, like, wait a beat before they say the next line, because nobody's going to hear it over the uproarious laughter.
Yeah.
That's what he does after this hoe joke. He's like, it's a dirty hoe.
I'll wait. But then he does like some like I still love you, baby. It's like some weird yeah. like pimp joke oh, yes. afterwards.
Yeah. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, I needed that.
That's what you call a classic Mike Myers four-sided joke.
The biggest asshole in your theater, right there.
Oh, I get it. Oh, hey, Coonie's making ho jokes.
And then hopefully the he keels guy. Over and dies.
I hope we all die and die soon.
So this is where Sally realizes. And this is not set up anywhere before, I don't think, that her she has a friend named Denise who did not invite her to this birthday party.
There's sort of something where, like, on her way out, Kelly Preston is like, oh, why don't you talk to Denise or your other friend or your other friend? Like,
oh,
all
yes.
of these things, Sally is like, oh, I told her to do this. She didn't like me. I told her to do that. She didn't like me. That kind of a thing.
You're right. You're right.
Yeah.
But
stop this tweet.
It's
stop
the tweet. You're right. But this is my favorite part of the movie, because for a quick second, I thought my troubles were over. Because they're like, let's bring out the pinata. And the kids look, and the pinata's like on the ground next to them. And they're like, what? And they look up, and Mike Myers is hanging from a tree. And I was like, oh, sweet, the cat killed himself.
Dominic! It is. Like, you see like all these fucking... these. By the way, did you notice on the... It's the IMDb, so it doesn't matter.
World's greatest source for entertainment news.
The
and
news.
Tidbits.
It was yes. like, Martin Scorsese, Joe Dante, and someone else were considered to direct this movie.
Considered
with the air quotes.
That just means, like, you know, it'd be cool if we got Scorsese to direct this. Welp, moving on.
I think
at this lunch meeting we're having at Subway.
If Joe Dante would be good.
If you just count whatever the asshole in the room yelled out in the first pitch meeting, get Martin Scorsese for this. Who the fuck cares?
Putting this movie together, I feel, is a lot like that Key and Peele sketch about Gremlins 2.
I think
it's exactly that. But it just took place at a Subway.
Not only are you in the movie, but you're in the movie.
So the cat is getting fucking beat with these bats. I don't know why he chooses to play as the pinata, but he's being abused. And then this one little kid who's played... Oh, it's his fetish. Oh, you're right.
Oh, I love kids beating me in the face with a bat.
Beat me. Oh, yeah.
His hat is fucking hard as a rock.
No, but then this little kid... who's played like a little wiener and other things.
Sure, he's a little stinker.
I don't know. Was he? I don't know. He's been on a bunch of stuff.
This is not the disgusting shit boy. This is a different one.
Yeah. No, he looks like...
You're cool.
He's the fancy shit boy.
You know, it's fine. The kid's like fucking... I don't know. He's a military age by now.
Yeah.
Oh, this definitely.
He's more of a Gunter type.
But this kid, he gets the fucking money shot, dude, because he runs up and hits this cat in the fucking dick with this baseball bat.
Oh, yeah. My hat's now a full Abe Lincoln.
Oh, yeah. My hat turned purple.
Oh, God.
My hat erupted.
Oh, my God. All right, kids. We're just going to watch Netflix for the rest of the time.
But this,
done. The cat's spent.
I just
maybe
found
in an hour, kids. Yeah. Maybe in an hour.
Let's order Domino's and just relax for a bit.
God. Anybody got cigarettes? Oh yeah.
This kid is Stephen Anthony Lawrence, okay. And he was also in shit like Cheaper by the Dozen, uh-huh. The Will Ferrell Kicking and Screaming, Bubble Boy.
You got a date of birth on this kid?
1990.
Oh yeah, he's definitely legal.
Yeah, well,
to make fun of. Guys.
Oh, yeah.
Guys, get your head out of the gutter. Jeez.
Kid trafficking. Jeez. Oh, yeah.
He's 28 now. He's 28.
Good for him.
So, moving on, they find the dog or whatever. Alec Baldwin gets the dog. This is when Mike Myers needs to do a stoner joke.
That's one way to call this, yes.
Yeah, it's just like him. He's got like dreads,
And he's like, got like, it's, and he's like, oh, you know, who wants to save the, what, it's like a fake charity or something, because it's fucking 2003, George Bush is in power, and charity is hilarious.
It's a thing where he's, so they're like, listen, we need to distract Alec Baldwin long enough mm-hmm. that we can get him to like give up the dog or whatever. We'll like run away with the dog. So this is what he's, it's supposed to be like a white guy with dreads, like college activist guy,
sure.
getting petitions to save the whatever animal. It's like some fake thing.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And he says something about like, oh, blah, 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 and that's your dog there.
Uh-huh.
And the dog is like, keep me out of it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God.
And he turns to the camera and he goes, oh, sorry, I meant canine American. What the fuck are you talking about? Oh, that's not a joke. It's not even remotely close to being funny.
Andrew, I don't know if you're aware of this, but PC culture has gone mad.
Just gone over,
it has gone
over the
mad.
Edge. Oh, shit. Over the edge.
I heard some rumblings, but I did not want to admit it.
Can't you believe you can't even say dog anymore in gosh darn America?
As Ted Nugent would say, stranglehold on us.
We're bringing it back, folks. We're bringing dog back. Rosie O'Donnell looks like a dog. See, dog is back.
Rosie looks like a canine American. There, see, I could tone it down for a little bit.
I'll play nice. If you're nice to me, I'll be nice to you.
Sir, you're supposed to be signing this immigration order.
There's a thing around here that I don't quite understand. There's a secret entrance to a nightclub that you get to through a porta potty.
Dude, the flying fuck is this nonsense? I don't know.
Well, you walk through a shitter to get into this nightclub.
Yes.
It makes sense because Paris Hilton's inside.
Well, I think the only thing that this was like on the whiteboard of like things we should include because it's the Cat in the Hat movie. It's like,
right.
I don't know. That hat is pretty big in rave culture. Like, you know what I mean? Like, that's kind of it.
The only other thing I thought was like Austin Powers does a lot of dancing under lights like that.
Ooh.
In
sure.
his movies. Maybe it's a callback to that.
Gotta dance.
But he's also, he wants to fuck Paris Hilton. Too.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely does.
His hat goes up again.
So she exists in the Dr. Seuss.
The Cat in the Hat
of Earth.
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
Very interesting.
She's in this movie because it is, to date it precisely, a movie shot in 2002, released in 2003.
Yes.
The world at large still gave a shit about Paris Hilton.
Yeah, it was, what, this? House of Wax?
House of Wax. It's very cathartic to watch. Dude, she gets a fucking pole through the head.
The Hottie and the Naughty.
Hottie and the Naughty was a little bit later. That was like a, really? That's who you got for this movie?
That was like a last-ditch effort.
Absolutely.
I think she's being romanced by Jason Mewes in a film.
Oh,
hey, yes. That sounds...
Recently?
No. Of the time.
Wait. Pull in the Head. What was it? What movie was that?
The House of Wax remake.
Oh, okay. I thought you meant her sex tape, folks.
Oh, yeah.
Gotcha, 2003.
I did an appearance on Fear Baiting about that movie.
Recently. Oh, House of Wax, yeah.
And that will be up at some point.
Right,
oh, nice.
That is a podcast, not you masturbating at Fears.
No.
It's Chris Kevin just watching the movie Fear and jerking off.
Here it is. It is a movie called Bottoms Up.
Oh.
Oh, God.
Oh, hey now.
What year, dude?
This sounds like a real fanny comedy.
2006. It's 89 minutes long.
Nice.
Longer than this.
It's got Jason Mewes as the lead, Paris mm-hmm. Hilton. Mm-hmm.
Is he playing Snooch Master General?
No, I believe. He's Owen something or other.
Oh, nice.
Owen, Owen McNasty.
Oh, you better... You'd better believe Kevin Smith is in it playing Rusty number two.
Oh, wow. Yes. I bet there's probably a joke in there. Yeah.
And Kevin Smith is Rusty Trombone.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like dancing around. There is a dance number here, kind of. He loses his hat.
Sure.
And he claims he picked up a different hat at the rave. And now he's powerless.
But by the way, I mean, if we're trying to teach kids anything,
uh-huh.
if you drop something at a rave, just move on. You've lost the hat entirely.
Yeah.
You don't.
Yep.
Don't put on somebody else's hat.
No way.
You put a drink down, that drink is gone.
Yeah.
You do that. You pick that up. Guess what? You also picked up like a pound of Molly.
Exactly.
On top of that.
Listen, man, you're
that's
fucking. You're doing
time.
Like a sick routine, yeah. man, and then you fucking drop your devil sticks, dude. That's it.
You need to go to the
oh,
bathroom.
Oh shit! And now they want their Molly back.
Oh yeah.
And you've got a fucking target on your back.
Yeah.
Rusty number two's coming after you.
Then the Scarface bathroom scene happens. And where are you then?
Exactly.
Where are you?
You're gonna get a fucking pole through your head.
You go to the bathroom. You have to do it standing up, no matter what number's coming out. It's just got to be, you're not sitting down. No, not even a hover.
Yeah.
You've got to be fully standing.
I wouldn't take your hat off. No. How about that? I would keep it on the
whole
time.
Keep it on when you're doing a rusty number two standing up.
Just so, yell at
little,
people who come in. Tell
I'm
them,
a little
go back.
Rusty at doing a number two standing up, personally.
So they leave the nightclub. They have the dog. They're like, oh my God. And now we're kind of doing a Ferris Bueller thing. We're like, Alec Baldwin.
Alec Baldwin. Did we mention that Mrs. Kwan is laid on top of this box to stop the parallel universe from coming in?
Oh, right. You do want to dehumanize any minority in your movie as much as possible.
He calls her an inanimate object.
Yeah,
whatever.
He does. They ride this woman later.
A raft.
She turns into a raft. Fucking boat.
Dude, they go
She's
down.
She's a means of conveyance. The only minority in the film is a means of conveyance.
I can't even believe it, dude. They fucking put her down like a plank of wood because it's a log flume.
Yes.
And they are just splish splooshing down this thing. And I think this lady's fucking laying face down, by the way.
But so, long story short, she's dead. Long story short, they come back to the house. They're like, oh my God, the box is open. And the house is now a weird nightmare world. Like, we have entered, like, the pinhead is coming through the bricks at this point.
You know Absolutely. I mean? And oddly, somewhere around here, because this leads to one of the most disgusting parts in the movie, they come back, Alec Baldwin's, like, chasing them and shit. Mm-hmm. And he, like, falls.
Oh, yeah.
He falls. Like, the house looks fine. It looks, like, totally clean.
Yeah.
And they're like, what's going on? And Alec Baldwin's like, I have you now, children. And he, like, steps back and he falls. And it's just, like, a breakaway living room. And he falls down a pit into this other universe.
Yeah, man.
And get ready for the fucking punchline for that coming up.
So they're going through the Seuss world. I mean, like, you would think that this would be it's like what dreams may come kind of a situation.
Absolutely, but it
Cuba
is.
Cuba Gooding Jr. and Max von Sydow are in a raft together.
If it was made on Windows 98.
But it's also, dude, it is most definitely a, we hope that if this movie is successful enough, they will add this log flume ride to the fucking Universal Studios.
Well, they make a joke about that. They make a very explicit joke about that.
Absolutely. He turns the camera and he makes it, Universal's coming this fall. The universe. He holds up like a pass or something.
I hate those you get it both ways jokes where it's like, aren't we making fun of commercialism? Well, by the way, you should buy this stuff.
Well, I think that's them. They knew a turd when they saw it, and that was a late addition.
Oh, yeah.
Was to just like, well, if we're going to fucking put this out anyway, how about a fucking just blatant goddamn advertisement?
But now that I think about it, though, was there any kind of like Dr. Seuss world at Universal Studios?
I think there's
at all?
Something there.
There's is probably
there?
Is.
Yeah, there is something there. I read that sort of today.
If they have the rights.
In my skimming. Anyways, so we're in this magic. It kind of goes nowhere.
They have to get through this like chutes and ladders obstacle course to close the box is the idea.
And they do. And then the kids have to work together to do it.
Yes, there's some sort of tornado, like the fabric of reality is coming undone. And like Spencer Breslin is holding, Conrad is holding Sally. And he's like, I got to let you go to close the box. You have to trust me, that shit.
Well, actually, as the tornado scene's happening, Kevin Costner is chasing this dog. And
right.
Like,
oh, right.
Spencer Breslin's about to get him, but like he waves Spencer Breslin off.
That's right.
And he gets hit by a tornado.
No, disgusting shit boy. You have to become shit man.
Can I get a big yelling like Spencer Breslin?
No!
Oh, he couldn't pull it off. So they close the box. They close the box, and the house is still like semi-sentient, and it's like fluctuating.
Dude, what in the world is happening here,
dude? And then we cut to outside this house. It's like the fucking exhaust for like the dryer or something like that, and it starts going like, and the house shits out Alec Baldwin, and he's covered in this purple unicorn cum, and it's like it's fucking disgusting.
It's a glaze.
Viscous. It's sticky. It's
on his mouth, and when he talks, you can see it getting stuck.
It's in the hair. It's in all the hair.
You know what I like about unicorns is they're horny.
Yeah.
Oh, wait outside. We'll be done in a minute.
I'll be taking a rusty number two.
Standing up. Whatever. The Cat in the Hat's like, well, sorry, I can't help you. And he leaves. And like, oh no, the Cat in the Hat lies. You know, he's a deceitful monster. You know,
they discover
he's the Prince of Lies.
Right.
They get pissed off because he is revealed to have lied about being powerless.
Oh, right.
Is the whole thing. Yeah. And it's one of those like, well, I had to do that so you'd learn to learn your lesson and work together.
Listen to your fucking
whatever.
Mother. Yeah. That's what it means. Just listen to your fucking mother.
But he leaves for it's your classic end of second act. Like, get out of here. Get out of here, Harry. Nobody wants you anymore.
Exactly. But it turns around immediately.
Yes, he just comes right back.
He comes right back and it's like, all right, kids, now let's clean up this house to a Smash Mouth cover of a Beatles song. Dude, my asshole buttoned up for good, dude. That was like a closed black hole.
Yeah. Good. Was it a situation? Because this is after Shrek. Is this like a thing where it's like, well, we got Mike, we got to get Smash Mouth.
I think Smash Mouth.
Peanut butter and jelly.
Smash Mouth was walking on the sun at this time. Smash Mouth was everywhere. 2002, 2003, it was everywhere. We were dropping it on Iraq and leaflets and shit.
Dropping singles on Iraq.
Yes.
Hey, Dan, watch me drop all these fucking, now that's what I call music on the Iraqis.
Dude, that's how you drive the enemy insane, is you just play Now That's What I Call Music volume Smash Mouth. But yeah, they are just, Better all the time, yeah, whatever the tune is there.
I have to admit, it's getting better.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's getting better since you've been my getting so much better all the time. It's Buffalo just, Wild Wings.
Clean up the gack, clean up the gack, the purple gack.
It's just putting worms in my brain.
Yeah.
Just hearing any Smash Mouth is just...
It's
and
awful.
Not an earworm, mind you. Not an earworm.
No, just worms.
Just toxic parasites.
You just have worms.
Yes, I have worms.
Also, when the credits hit, in like another blissful 10 minutes after this part of the movie.
Sure.
It's another Smash Mouth song.
You would double duty, man.
Oh my God. So yeah.
I mean, like, Kelly Preston comes home, the house is clean, the Cat in the Hat sneaks out the back, and she's like, wow, you guys did a great job. Congratulations. By the way, Spencer Breslin, I don't hate you, I guess. We've all learned a little something today. Then Alec Baldwin comes in and he's got like this shit all over him, and like he keeps touching his face, and like it's like the slime trails yes. between his head and the thing.
It's like how it's disgusting in like the beginning of Ghostbusters, where Bill Murray's like trying to take the sample of the ectoplasm, and he like gets it on his finger, and he's like flicking the index card and shit.
It's too much,
but it's up in his mouth.
It's so gross. And like this is this dude's. It's kind of funny. I sort of had like a semi smirk right here. This dude's last ditch effort, covered in unicorn cum, just looks at Kelly Preston and proposes marriage.
Yeah.
Pretty funny. And she kicks him out. Like, that's the end of this dude. And honestly, it's a thing. It's kind of a good part of this movie where it's just like, yay, a single mother can do it on her own.
Yeah, that's something.
You know, she doesn't need a man covered in unicorn cum. Yay! Yeah,
there you go.
No, she needs a 250-pound cat man.
I'm the cat man.
She can go and see Dr. Lewis G. Ember, who could block out the sun with his humongous member.
Oh, well done.
Oh, God. That's...
Dr. Cabin.
Oh my God, Dr. Cabin, keep your kids indoors.
So she has this party. It's a huge success. She tells Dakota Fanning that the cupcakes are going over really well. And she's like, oh, these cupcakes are so popular at the party. What did you put in them? And I'm like, unicorn cup. They're purple cupcakes. Look out.
Oh, no, they ground up thing one and thing two. You're eating people.
These cupcakes are made of people.
Oh, I was thinking more of Titus.
Not the Christopher Titus sitcom. No. I see.
Oh, the Anthony Hopkins joint?
Eating the people.
Yes, that makes a little more sense.
But damn, purple cupcakes, damn.
Oh, damn. Oh, Oh, look at that. Yep, no, it's still a little dribbly.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you put hot dogs in that? Oh, damn. Oh, damn.
Think about this, though. This is I've been this entire conversation, I've been mulling over a sick hot dog cupcake recipe, and just hear me out.
Okay. Uh-huh.
It's wrong.
Cornbread cupcakes.
Uh-huh. It's delicious.
Hot dog bits in them with maybe like some jalapeno and cheddar.
I could get into
That's
that.
That's not a cupcake.
Yeah. Why not? Who then says?
You're doing cornbread with shit in it.
So what?
All right.
Who cares?
Just letting you know what
it's
you're doing.
It's shaped like a cupcake. The fuck are you going to do
about
it?
What's the frosting? Cupcake needs frosting.
Let's see. Maybe you could get some Unicorn kind of cum? like a jalapeno jam on top or something.
No,
it's been
a
done.
Jam. It's not frosting.
Like a butter.
Dude, you know what, Eric? Just because I'm trying to be revolutionary with cupcakes and get us out of the frosting mode.
You can't put fucking jalapeno jam on cornbread, you fucking moron.
Dude, the coffee shop around the corner has cornbread with fucking jalapeno, and it's awesome.
Hot dogs,
sounds
too.
Sounds like a real kitchen nightmare.
Let me tell you. Let me ask you this. Yeah. Does it have any muffins with fire extinguishers in it?
Yep.
Oh, well, no. That's what the liquid smoke is for.
Okay.
Though.
So the movie ends, and like Mike Myers looks at the camera and is like, I'll see you next time, everybody.
Fucking better not.
He struts down the street talking about how he needs a vacation, and he actually suggests to Thing One and Thing Two that the three of them take a vacation together. It's a weird, like, what's next on my schedule? Beat, beat, beat. I need a vacation. Let's go away somewhere.
But Thing One and Thing Two would then resist because they do the opposite of what you said.
To get lost on a Carnival cruise.
Yeah, dude, thrown over the side.
And then he gets whatever magic world, you know, compensation.
The magic world is the neurovirus.
He probably, like, gets their souls or something, right?
What's insane
it's
is
all
this
about
movie.
Souls. The end game is always souls.
This movie has the audacity, speaking of Tim Burton, to kind of ape the end of Beetlejuice.
Yes.
Because they're jumping on the couch and then they started just like floating.
Yes.
You know, and it's not outright calypso music or anything like that.
They were dead the whole time.
But it's just like a funnish tune is playing and they're like float jumping on this couch. It's close enough to Beetlejuice where I'm filing a lawsuit.
You can't sit down and think about the end of Beetlejuice for too long because you're like so. Winona Ryder's being raised by ghosts,
yeah.
But also the parents are also in the house and they're cool with it. Yeah,
but it works like, because, listen, Charles Dietz and whatever her name is, Dietz?
Lydia Dietz.
No, the mother.
Isn't it Lydia?
No, Lydia's the girl.
Lydia's
the girl.
Delia.
Delia and Charles Dietz never wanted a kid. Sure. Lydia is a total accident.
It's true.
But Gina Davis and Alec Baldwin did want a child.
Yeah.
Listen, Steve, everybody wins.
A quarter of the kids that are raised in the countryside are raised by ghosts.
Okay.
Raised by ghosts, the Eric Siska biography.
It's not most of them, but they are around, and sometimes they'll help out.
Dude, raised by a ghost, that sounds like a show. That's like a fucking A&E show, like I didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh, you like that show? I didn't know I was pregnant.
Oh, that's what it is, yeah.
Was that really?
That's a real thing. I didn't know I was pregnant.
I think I saw part of that.
It's a totally real show.
Pregnant with ghosts.
Shit. I birthed a ghost.
That's the father of our religion, Jesus Christ. His mother was pregnant by a ghost. That's
all she was, ghost. The Virgin Mary, was just a containment unit.
You can't open that.
Oh, God. This Roman's like, I'm from the EPA of Rome, and I'm opening that containment unit and shutting down the power. You can't do that. You got no dick. Oh, yeah? Well, I'm biggest dickus.
That is a sick drum breakdown in that moment. He struts away talking about needing a vacation, much like the Terminator. Okay. It's a hard no, right?
It's the hardest of no.
It's a no. Absolutely not.
Yes, no way.
If you show this to your kids, by the way, it's child abuse.
Awful.
Exactly. Also, if you listen to this podcast in front of children, it is also child abuse, and we have no responsibility.
I do think that Mike Myers is funny in some stuff. This and The Love Guru killed his career.
But this is the question, though. Like, can someone lose the ability to be funny? Like, when was the last time he made you laugh in a new thing?
Yeah.
I think you definitely lose it. I think I lose it every other minute.
I was chuckling at that Kanye video that he was in. His reaction there was pretty
that
priceless.
That was actually really funny.
And that was like 2005, I think.
I got a smirk from him in Inglourious Basterds.
Yes, yeah, it's a smirk. I mean,
I don't even remember he's in that movie.
He briefs Michael Fassbender.
Yeah, he's doing an overly...
posh English accent, right? Okay, yeah.
I mean, like, I think you give him the right script. Like, the problem is he'll never relinquish control. He's made so much money, he'll never do somebody else's script and just do it.
I really do think Shrek rotted his brain.
Yes.
I think that kind of
the first
did
Austin Powers was funny in the time it came out. It was
I still think it's really funny.
Yeah, I mean, I haven't seen it in forever. Yeah. But So I Married an Axe Murderer, I think, is good.
Yeah,
And Wayne's World,
number one, is good. So you get three movies, you're fine by
me. He's apparently in Bohemian Rhapsody and is, like, kind of unrecognizable or something, someone was saying.
You'd want to be unrecognizable.
Oh, yeah, did he play that fucking game show?
Yeah,
that's the Gong Show thing, right? What the fuck are we doing?
Is that still going?
It's still going on.
Are you sure?
I am not.
No, the IMDb says 2017 and done. There's no fucking...
Oh, I saw something. Oh,
I mean, maybe it's back. I don't know.
Sounds like you were shitting me. Sounds like maybe...
I was shitting you.
Give me a little rusty number two out of my face.
Before I saw a thing.
That's just a weird, like, he's playing a character hosting a game show.
Yeah.
Apparently, he's in that movie Terminal that came out this year that Margot Robbie's in, which is supposed to be fucking abhorrent.
Really bad.
And then, this means nothing, but it's, like, announced, according to IMDb, Austin Powers 4. Like,
Jesus Christ, get it out
of
here.
If it's him again, you can't do it.
Wait a second. Wait a second. It's been enough time. Oh, shit. He went to the present in those, right? Damn. It'd be funny to see him in a different time period.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, like, I think...
Oh, yeah. Well, he's, like, frozen into the... But then they do, They somehow go back in time because they got, like, Rob Lowe for that second one.
Michael Caine, the third one. Yeah, he's in the 70s.
They hop around, I think.
You know what? Never mind. Pass.
Here's the question.
Yes.
Would you rather watch...
Oh, God. Oh, I don't even know if I'm ready for this, but okay.
All right, cue it up.
The Grinch or The Cat in the Hat?
The
Grinch. We've seen them both.
I would say The Grinch.
The Grinch is, just for reference, 25 minutes longer than this.
Yes. This is shorter, but at what price?
Eric's totally right, because, like, The Grinch, I was like, I don't like this. I don't think it's for children, really.
Sure.
And, you know, it's just, like, not my thing. This, I was like, it's not a movie. It's not for fucking anybody. Parents should be fined $5,000 if they took a kid. $5,000 a kid if you took them to see this movie in theaters. Like,
I like it.
This is insufferable. Like, The Grinch is bad. This is insufferable.
I hate The Grinch, but I wouldn't feel bad about people taking their kids to see it.
Yeah.
Cat in the Hat, like, it's so close. It's so close. It's right there.
Mm-hmm. Do we have any idea on the financials on this? I didn't look it up, but I can say, like, from the projectionist point of view, I remember starting this movie to a lot of, like, quarter-filled auditoriums.
I remember it got really bad reviews, like,
well, no
pre-release.
Kidding.
I think it did it well enough that I think they were talking sequel, but according to the news, the Widow, Stu said no. They're always talking about sequels. Speaking of sequels, there's a sequel to this episode coming out very soon.
That's right.
On How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Thank you.
How did...
How the Grinch Stole Christmas.
Are you sure there's no did in there?
How did the Grinch Stole Christmas? What the fuck is that?
How did the Grinch Stole Christmas?
Hey, cool. How did the Grinch steal it?
Pappy.
He got my tater chips. So if you want to donate some tater chips to us, go to patreon.com/wehatemovies.
Hey, cool. It's dog food with pizza flavors on it. You'll eat it.
And coming soon to our $5 tier, there will be a bonus episode on How Did the Grinch Stole Christmas. And if you donate to that level, you instantly unlock, like, a ton and ton of Animation Damnation and prior episodes on Van Helsing, Ready Player One, Bright, Man of Steel, and many others. Well, because... You don't get just what the month...
Oh, no.
You know, some people are confused. You don't get just what
access to it all.
It's not like you pledge in November and you only get the November episode. You get everything, baby.
It's like, honestly, at this point, with all the content that's on our Patreon, it's like a whole other show's back there.
Absolutely.
Exactly.
So check it out for yourself. Patreon.com/WeHateMovies. And that is The Cat in a Hat from 2003, directed by Bo Welch. If you want more We Hate Movies, like we said... Check out that Patreon, man. Again, patreon.com/WeHateMovies. Or find us over on WHMPodcast.com for more episodes, or on the HeadGum Network, of course. Rate and review the show wherever you get it. We would greatly appreciate it. But we just, you know what? We took our licks this week with The Cat in the Hat. It's fucking wretched. But the show will continue. That's the thing. We get knocked down by these movies. We
get up
and
get up again, right?
Gluttons for punishment, dude. Do it all over.
Tub thumping.
We are Chumbawambas. We're a bunch of Chumbawambas.
We are Chumbawambaing all over the place. Steve Sadak, what are we talking about for next week's program topic?
We are talking about one of my favorite movies.
Really?
Is that ever? Right?
No, not at all.
One of
no.
his of all time.
No. I'm just stalling because I haven't pulled it up. It is Jet Li's The One.
Dude, this is awesome. Yes. It's a movie where he throws a motorcycle at somebody with one hand.
This is going to be very exciting.
And it's welcome to the program back, Jet Li, after Lethal Weapon.
And Jason Statham, yeah.
Oh, right. I forgot Statham's in the
movie. With Delroy Lindo.
I'm excited for this.
Early Statham.
I, you know what though? I have a feeling this will be a thing where I remembered watching this in theaters and liking it, and yeah. I don't know. I could be dead wrong. I haven't rewatched it since.
I'll love anything that doesn't have a fucking cat rhyming in it. So. Yeah.
Fair enough, Steve Sadak. So until next week with Jet Li's The One. I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Chris Vanderfluke.
Eric Siska.
Take it easy.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.